It's going to be some summer.
Hello, Waterford!
The Date AM summer tour continues, and today we're coming to you live from Solus na Mara here in On Bryne.
It's a lovely sunny afternoon here in Waterford City. We're live at the Plaza for Spree
Summer 15, and we're all about Waterford on WLRFM.
Good night! Thank you!
The Big Breakfast Blah!
Timpel na Deisha at WLR.
Welcome in and a happy Lough Fela Pádraig to you.
Happy Lough Fela Pádraig to you too. Yes, indeed, it is St. Patrick's Day, and Ollie and I have a very special hour ahead, which is celebrating Seachtain na Gaeilge.
Yes, indeed. Over the last few weeks, Mary and I went out and about around Waterford City and County. A Kint, La Poste, Augustina Fosta, the children at Gael Caláiste, Port Lorigan, Ballygunner, found out some oldies about Seachtain na Cosca, otherwise known as the Seven Signatories of the Easter Rising.
Little facts about Eamon Cant. He was born in Galway in 1881, and prior to the Rising, he was an employee of Dublin Corporation. Lon Ruddy Leroy Egg Rebecca. Do you agree, Rebecca?
Do you smirgus?
So, Aber doing fui Eamon Cant.
Rugga Eamon Cant in Olive, Savlin Uchdig Uchdohain, Vishi Gwynna Devonahor in an Oglock.
Sultans of Ping and Corwell McGansey here on WLRFM.
On a water fad, Ollie. I think all our Seachtain na Gaeilge out and about stuff has really helped your Irish along the way. Yes.
I'd have to rub off, Mary. Rub of the green, that's
a
what
rub of the
it.
Green indeed. Yes, Ollie and I are here until seven, and like I said, it is a special Seachtain na Gaeilge show because we decided to go out and about over the last couple of weeks and I suppose improve on our Irish. We wouldn't have spoken it in many years, and we were trying to pick up the couple of fuckle here and there. We're far from perfect, far from fearfra, but
That's for sure.
We did try very, very hard, and we tried our best to be egg usoid and couple of fuckle here and there.
WLR Music.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Just great songs.
You can feel it all over.
WLR Music.
Okay, I'm delighted right now to be in the company of John O'Shea and Daryl Murphy, the two Waterford natives who are on the Ireland squad heading off to the Euros very shortly. John and Daryl, how's it going?
Brilliant.
Yeah, very good.
In an election that will shape the future of this city and county, WLRFM is first with the news in Waterford.
Have your mind made up?
I have, yeah. I always vote for Fortune Fan. I always have for since I was 18, I vote for Fortune Fan.
First with the information you need to know.
We need the region to pull together so that we have the references and the referrals that will sustain the service.
First as it happens.
That I am proceeding immediately to Orson Throne to advise the President to dissolve the Éireann.
First with the news that will shape your views.
To make sure that the new proposition from Fáilte Ireland of the ancient East, that Waterford plays a very strong part in that.
First, when it really matters.
I propose to formally declare the result of the election for the Waterford constituency.
WLRFM News and Current Affairs. First for election 2016.
Hello and welcome to the second of our two Waterford candidates' debates in election 2016. This programme was recorded before an invited audience in the Park Hotel in Dungarvan, and today our panel again consists of six of the 12 candidates who hope to become one of the four TDs to represent the Waterford constituency in the next Dáil. John Halligan.
Thanks, Billy. Well, it's regretful that you launched into personal attacks on three people, or something that I haven't done in my lifetime.
Well, in fairness, I don't think it was personal. Well, they were. She was addressing your record,
anyway,
as
like,
she perceived it.
There's two points I would make. Yeah. That your party and Fianna Fáil wrecked this country. Your party and Fianna Fáil are responsible for the mess this country was left in. So don't lecture me as an independent. As a matter of fact, don't lecture Labour or don't lecture Fine Gael with the way you wrecked the country.
Will the candidates give us back our household benefits, give us back our Christmas bonus, and please get rid of the idea that we have cash stashed, because if they can find it, please tell us where it is.
WLRFM News. This is Waterford at 1.
Good afternoon, I'm Liz Reddy. Today's top stories.
Before the ban came into place, we had 24 people employed. We have 9 staff laid off.
job losses at Waterford Gift Store after CIE Tours banned coach drivers using it. A playground in Waterford City has had to be closed out after part of it was set alight.
Goodness, what's going on around the town? Why are they targeting all the kids' playgrounds? I mean, what do they get from doing this? Like, I just don't know.
And in sport, Tramore hosting Irish Close Championship this week.
It is a quest too epic for words. The crown jewels are missing. The king has offered cash rewards for their safe return. What would you risk for the ultimate prize? The Cash King on WLRFM with thanks to Rigney Dolphin, celebrating 25 years in business in Waterford. Tune in to WLRFM every day this week. Each program has a clue. Each day, a cash prize.
For every puck, every goal, every exciting minute of the fastest game on earth.
Dispossessed by Morris, lovely play, sends the ball across, 2 men in spaces, Bennett pulls out first time, what a goal!
This Sunday, league champions Waterford put their title on the line when they take on high-flying Limerick in Semple Stadium. Join Kieran O'Connor and Fergal Hartley for live commentary on WLR from 1:45 with throw-in at 2 p.m. It's the Bus Aaron Big Match on WLR, getting you to the heart of the action.
Shane Fives drives it long, putting Waterford in the attack. Tom Devine is under, ball breaks to break. What a second half he's at. He's giving it to the Medellica man. Devine is going through, turns to his left, takes a shot, tries to put on the goal. A goal by Tom Devine, set up by the brick, the 33-year-old to the teenager. And Tom Devine, the Medellica hero, wearing the green of Medellica proudly today. Referee blows his whistle, it's all over, it's all over. 3:19, 1:21, Waterford have won by 4. What a win by Waterford.
Despite all the good news, we still have 9.5% unemployment, so we need to do things on the budget to grow the economy.
With the general election on the horizon, there's sure to be better news in Budget 2016. On Tuesday, October 13th, WLRFM News will bring you up-to-the-minute coverage of the budget.
Plus, full analysis with Jim Parr and the PwC team on Wednesday's Daisha AM.
Join WLRFM News and Daisha AM for Budget 2016 in association with PwC. Tuesday and Wednesday, October 13th and 14th.
We're not going to put the country in hock.
My first guest in studio now is Taoiseach and leader of Fine Gael, Deputy Enda Kenny, TD. Welcome, Taoiseach.
Thank you, Billy.
And welcome back to Waterford.
Anytime. Always a pleasure to be here on your show.
Whingers. Do you expect to find many whingers in Waterford today?
No, no.
And do you regret describing some of your constituents in those terms yesterday?
I wasn't referring to members of the public. This was a local issue. I wasn't referring to members of the public anywhere, nor indeed my own county, my own town. I was referring specifically to a number of full-time professional politicians at the Fianna Fáil party.
We certainly know this story, and we return to it this morning. A Waterford sports coach and election tallyman who abused 10 teenage boys was jailed for 14 years and 2 months last Friday. Bill Keneally, 65, was jailed as Judge Eugene O'Kelly warned that he had systematically groomed and then exploited the teens for his own sexual gratification. Joining me in studio are two of the survivors, and they are Kevin Keating and Barry Murphy. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Billy.
Morning, Billy. Morning.
It is absolutely unthinkable what ye went through. And where did you get the courage to actually go public?
For me, Billy, I can remember the morning I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and he said to me, did you hear the early news on WLR? And I said, I didn't. And he said, there's a sports coach being investigated over sexual abuse allegations. He said, does it sound familiar? And he we laughed it off. And I was on my way to work, and I turned on the news at 9 o'clock, and they had a voice disguised making the allegations, and I knew immediately who it was. And I didn't give it a second thought, Billy. I knew it was Jason's voice. And
Jason Clancy?
Yeah, I lifted the phone and I rang him at 9:10 that morning, and I just said, look, fair play to you. I said, look, I'll come forward.
Garda Commissioner and ex-director of the US Secret Service and a cyber expert with the Obama administration are addressing a conference in Dungarvan. The Global Intelligence Forum, which is hosted by Mercyhurst University, has returned to the West Waterford town for the fourth time. Ex-director of the US Secret Service, Lewis Merletti, spoke to WLORFM's Mary O'Neill.
Yes, I worked for the Reagan administration. I worked with the Bush senior administration and with the Clinton administration.
And what sort of knowledge of your days with the Secret Service are you bringing to Waterford today?
WLR Music.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Just great songs.
You can feel it all over.
WLR Music.
Waterford 1916 on WLR.
It would be quite a while before epidurals became available in childbirth, the 70s to be precise. Expectant mothers in Waterford in 1916 didn't have the luxury of a 12-week scan or regular checkups at outpatient 7. Many women had their babies at home. By 1916, the average man, if there is such a thing, married at 33 and a woman was 28. But in the same year, there were 26% of spinsters in Ireland, women between the ages of 25 and 54 who didn't get married. Unfortunately for some, though, marriage wasn't always on the cards, even after a promising romance. We know of one unfortunate Waterford woman, Hilda Brabazon, who brought a case of breach of promise to a Dublin court after the man she met in the Imperial Hotel had promised he'd marry her, seduced her, left her pregnant with a child, and then denied the proposal.
Ms. Brabazon would like to state that on August 1st, 1914, the defendant, William Bernard, proposed marriage to the plaintiff, Hilda Brabazon. Miss Brabazon believes the defendant has breached this promise.
I met him at the Imperial Hotel, Your Honour. He promised marriage, and that man took advantage of this promise.
Is this true, Mr. Bernard?
No, Your Honour. I never proposed marriage to that woman. But I will admit, misconduct did take place in my mother's house. I was very fond of Miss Brabazon, but I have no means to marry her.
And a child was born in May of last year?
This I did not know.
And do you still refuse to marry Miss Brabazon?
Indeed I do.
There is no corroboratory evidence that the promise of marriage was actually made. I'm sorry, Miss Brabazon, but I must find the defendant innocent.
We're going to go straight into live music because I'm delighted to say the High Kings are with me today. We've got the whole bunch of lads, Darren Holden, Finbar Clancy, Brian Dunphy and of course Martin Fury as well. The High Kings' new album is called Grace and Glory. And good morning, lads, first of all.
Morning. Good morning.
Going to do a couple of live songs. School Day's Over.
We're going to kick off with that one.
Time you will learn in the pit man's job and earn in the pit man's pay.
Morris gets it. What option has he? He's coming out to the 20-metre line in front of the old stand. Steps inside the full-back. Morris come forward. Has a look, takes a shot. Morris sends it over the bar there. What a start by the big Lismore man. Took the ball in front of Aidan Ryan, the new full-back. Sticks it over the bar.
I was going down training, like, and I could be crying in the car going down the road on my own. The lads would ask me to go with him, but I wouldn't go with him because I didn't want to be in that environment, and I would have cried going down the car and I would have cried coming home.
And finally, a third award on the night for the Daisha, completing the team for this year, Maurice Shanahan.
I attempted it after the time I left the hospital as well. I attempted it, like, you know, I suppose one evening I went for a walk and the whole of Lismore were out looking for me and they found me in time, I suppose.
To see Maurice, as I said, progress from, you know, a difficult year last year to an absolute fantastic year this year is a particular poignant story. It's a great story, really, and delighted for him and his family. And
I went down to watch Waterford that day in Nolan Park, and it broke my heart up in the terrace. Like, it broke my heart watching that day, you know, and Wexford beating Waterford. But travelling home in the car, I got a text off Derek. It wouldn't have been an hour after match, saying, "Look, we need you back next year," and that meant so much to me coming back in that car.
It's been quite a journey for Maurice Shanahan as he, along with Noel Connors and Tadhg De Burca, won All-Stars for their outstanding displays throughout the summer. Those awards capped a memorable year for Waterford Hurling as the team won the league title in May before contesting the Munster final and eventually bowing out of the All-Ireland race after a semi-final defeat to the eventual winners Kilkenny. Morris's performance and attack were a revelation and light years away from where he found himself a little over 12 months ago. From the depths of despair and depression, he fought back to produce his best ever season in a Waterford jersey. Since he won his All-Star award, he's also taken the courageous decision to speak out about how he came back from the brink. This is his story, in his own words, as he relives his darkest hours and toughest days.
I started suffering with depression, I suppose, around a year ago, you know, and it just came on me. I just started getting depressed, and it got really bad, I suppose. Kevin, people probably know that I tried to commit suicide, you know, and that's not an easy thing to say, but it's just something that came over me that I just wanted to end my life, and I'm glad today I didn't.
The judges met. The task was not easy. Choosing the WLRFM Granville GAA winner for 2015 from the talented monthly winners who give everything for their club and county. And on Saturday last, Kilkenny legend DJ Carey announced the winner to a packed gala dinner at the Granville Hotel.
The overall winner of the 2015 WLRFM Granville Hotel GAA Award is Patricia Jackson.
Getting up the steps in Croke Park and winning that All-Ireland was just an amazing feeling. And obviously we'd done it in 2011 in the junior All-Ireland win, but to do it this year, it was so different.
WLRFM and the Granville Hotel, recognising excellence in Waterford GAA. WLR Music. Songs. WLR Music.
It's a very dark time, very, very dark. Especially when you see your young children, and like, you know, you want to give them the very best, and their friends are getting the very best. Everybody seems to have big mortgages, and you know, like, nobody should be too proud to ask for help. I can't believe how generous people are. Waterford people look after their own always.
A little help at the right time can change everything for someone in need. But we can't do it without you. Give where you live and support the WRFM Lions Club Christmas Appeal. To donate €4 now, text APPEAL to 50300. Alternatively, donate online at wlrfm.com. Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our annual concert of Christmas music here at the Cathedral of the Most Holy Trinity on Barn Strand Street. Let our Christmas festival begin.
Do you want to be the first in Waterford to see the biggest movie event of the year? And at the same time, do your bit to raise much-needed money for the WLIFM Lions Club Christmas Appeal? You do? WLIFM will host a midnight screening of Star Wars The Force Awakens on Thursday morning, 17th of December at 1 minute past midnight. Tickets are...
You took a selfie wearing red.
You fell while skating.
You braved the cold and ran in a Santa hat.
You put your heads together at the quiz.
You dressed up for Star Wars.
You bought in the auction.
You sang at the Carl concert.
You had breakfast with us, hit golf balls, cycled, kickboxed, pulled a truck, had a no uniform day.
You put money in our buckets.
You were brilliant.
You're the reason €150,000 was raised for the Christmas Appeal.
Thank you. From WLRFM. Happy is going on holiday. And every week in January, you can win one of four holidays on WLR. Thanks to Cork Airport and Harvey Travel.
Oh my God! Let's go to the beach.
Malaga, Nantes, Dusseldorf and Salou. Here's who's just won a holiday to Nantes.
Maria Keane and Grace Dew, is that you?
Oh my God, Trayvon, is that you?
It is me, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm in shock.
Congratulations, shock. You've won the holiday.
I can't believe it, Trayvon, I never win anything. And thanks so much to WLR, Harvey Travel and Cork Airport.
Next week, it could be you. All thanks to Cork Airport and Harvey Travel. For great holidays. What's great station this January on WLR.
Hi, I'm Nicola Morris and I play Camogie with Liz Moore and Waterford. My hero growing up was Tony Brown. On my playlist today is Ready by Codeline.
WLRFM, wishing the Waterford Intermediate Camogie ladies the best of luck on Sunday. You tell me that you're ready,
but you just... The final whistle sounds. Waterford are on Ireland Intermediate Camogie champions for 2015. What an achievement by this bunch of players, unbeaten through league and championship in this season's championship. Got off to a sluggish start, but they recovered. Goals by Aisling Power and Beck Carton are crucial. Players and management, and just absolutely fantastic scene, Shane.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. A little bit of emotion myself here, but this is absolutely fantastic.
Mad as the moon delighted him. Rumour has it they mated with chimpanzees years back and stuck their own ever since. You'd have a quieter night out with Al-Qaeda on crack cocaine than attend a wake with those thieving, drunken, sheep-rustling mad bonnies and their deluded superstitions. Since I've been mayor, I've made it my business that they keep to their side of the hill. They can wreak whatever havoc they want over there as long as they leave us decent people alone.
Don't miss The Angel of Trefadden, a new play by Sue Healy, directed by Jim Nolan. Broadcasting here on WLRFM, Thursday, August 27th at 11 a.m.
Waterford, your Waterford, our Waterford. Together, we are WLR.
Hello there, Waterford. Brent Pope here. So join me exclusively on WLRFM for Popey's Rugby World Cup. I'll be updating WLRFM every day right through to the final. Get the inside view on all the big games and, of course, the latest on how Joe Schmidt and the Irish boys are getting on.
The best coverage is on Popey's World Cup with thanks to Deloitte's Waterford on WLRFM.
Who do you think will win the World Cup?
New Zealand.
Who do you think will be the player of the tournament?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to go for Ian Henderson.
Will Ireland top their group, do you think?
Yes.
Joe Schmidt aside, who's the best coach?
Steve Henson.
Do you think there's going to be a dark horse team, one that might do better than people would expect?
I'll go with Scotland.
Which two teams would be in your dream Rugby World Cup final?
I'm covering two bases, but Ireland and New Zealand would be fantastic.
There are children in Waterford who don't have a permanent roof over their heads, who don't have a garden to play games, and some don't even have enough food to eat every day.
In 2016, homelessness is a real issue here in Waterford. And by helping Focus Ireland, you're helping Waterford kids like this.
I live in Focus. There's me, my mum, my dad, my sister Mary. And I don't get help because my mum, she struggles at reading. So I don't really ask her.
WLIFM's Blaz for Kids is back, and this year we need your help more than ever in raising funds for children in Focus Ireland.
Please support us on Friday, April 22nd by ordering your Blaz in schools, workplaces or groups, and if you can, please donate on WLRFM.com.
Blaz for Kids 2016 for Focus Ireland, helping Waterford families. Order online at WLRFM.com.
So I won't say I love you if you...
The road to Cork just got better. May 9th to June 6th, WLR are giving away €10,000 worth of tickets to Live at the Marquee. Be there for some of the all-time great acts. Chic, Simply Red, The Coronas, Imelda May, Ali Moores. Gavin James, Nathan Carter, Little Mix, Tom Jones, and Don Henley. Welcome to the Hotel California. 17 great acts. Win tickets to Live at the Marquee. Every show, every day. From May 9th, only on WLR.
App.
Apple, Android and Windows Phone. Join us now, we're on WhatsApp.
What's WhatsApp?
That's the latest app for connecting with WLRFM. Simply download it to your smartphone, add the WLRFM text line, 083333975, and you're all set. It's free to contact us. You can send us images, videos, and even send us a best of luck message to the Waterford Hurlers for this weekend.
Cool.
Stay connected. On air.
Online.
And on mobile. We are WLR.
It's 1:30 and it's time for Our Jobs Minute. This is a new feature we started this week on The Lunchbox, and it's basically what it says on the tin. People talking about their jobs for 1 minute. Today it's Sharon Flynn, who's in the milk business.
My name is Sharon Flynn. I'm a milk agent in Dungarvan and Waterford. We start from about 4 a.m. in the morning, and we start our deliveries to the doorsteps from about 4:30 onwards, and then from 7 o'clock then I deliver to the shops. Yeah, I meet a lot of customers every day. We have great chats with them all now, especially when I'm out collecting money now. I get to spend time with all my customers. They're all characters, yeah. I love it. I really do now. It's not a day goodbye now. I love going out talking to people and just socialising. That's all it is.
And the winner is Garter Lane. Every event. Waterford Hospice. Teva Pharmaceuticals. Shore Sprayers. Dataworks. Winterval. Caulfield Supervalue. Blahavans.
On Friday, March 4th, Faithleg House Hotel hosted the Waterford Business Awards dinner. 10 category winners and the overall winners were announced.
And the winner of the overall Waterford Business of the Year Award for 2016 is Nearform.
The Waterford Business Awards, supported by Waterford Chamber of Commerce, Waterford City and County Council and WLRFM.
First of all, I'd like to formally welcome you to the Big Rugby Breakfast, kindly sponsored by WLRFM. So, without further ado, can I just formally welcome our speakers, Donal Lenehan and Ronan O'Gara. Give them a big round of applause, please.
I'm laughing, actually. I think I'm being remembered for the 2006 and 2008 Heineken Cup finals. So it's really good to know that I'm really in the heart of Munster. The Grand Slam doesn't count down here, which is always important.
Weekends are bigger than ever on WLRFM.
This week's Friday Night Block Party.
Good morning, Port Lorgas. Sean Organ here till 9:30.
Hello, welcome to your weekly farming programme.
I'm Maria McCann and you are very welcome into the Saturday Cafe.
Yeah, very good afternoon. You're welcome along to this week's programme.
Right about today, we're in Morris.
Very welcome along to Here's Rick.
Getting us underway for this edition of Totally 80s.
Over soccer team, Maria.
The plan is to pack as many hits as we can in for the next 2 hours.
Good afternoon. It is the Sunday Jukebox.
And all the movers and the shakers on the American Country chart this week.
WLRFM on Sunday.
You're very welcome along to this week's Green Scene.
Thanks for making us your number one biggest radio station on your dial every weekend. WLRFM.
This Sunday is your final chance to enter to win a trip to Euro 2016. Here's some of the entries so far.
This is unbelievable!
Screamer!
Can you believe it?
A nation jumps for joy. Come on, you boys in green.
They're in rag all over their building. They just don't seem to know what to do when they're falling on the fall from a glory field.
Robbie Keane!
Think you can do better than these guys? Call and leave us a message with your version of the commentary from your favourite Ireland international goal of all time, and you could be heading to France this June on us. We'll fly you and a friend to Paris, where you'll pick up a camper van and a pair of tickets to all three of Ireland's first round matches in Paris, Bordeaux and Lille. It's the football fan's prize of a lifetime, and the closing date is this Sunday at 6 p.m. Call 051-846-192 or WhatsApp us and leave your commentary followed by your name and contact details.
Okay, can I get an ole, 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 please, lads?
Ole, 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 ole.
Not bad, not in time, but not bad. We are joined in studio by our finalists for the Euros 2016 competition. They are Kieran Brannigan. Give us a hey, Kieran.
Hey.
And your son Dylan here as well. Stephen Daly, you present and correct?
Hope you're doing that.
You're here, and Adam and Aaron Cody as well. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
And we have Matt Keane in studio with us as well. Matt is going to be announcing who the winner of this fantastic prize is. Just to recap on what the prize is, guys, in case you don't know, flights to Paris. camper van to bring you to Ireland's three first round matches in Paris, Lille and Bordeaux, and tickets to get into them. We wouldn't leave you outside. So I'm going to hand over to Matt Keane now, because I'm not taking any responsibility for this, Matt. It is all up to you. You've heard their commentary. What have you got to say for you?
Okay then, the winner is Adam and Aaron.
Oh, thank you very much.
God, that's amazing.
The biggest prizes are always on WLR. Give me something good
to celebrate. Thank you so much to everyone in WLR.
Oh, thank you very much, WLR.
Oh, fantastic. I'm delighted.
I don't believe it.
Oh my God.
We always give away the biggest prizes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The best competitions and the biggest prizes only on WLR. We are blue and white. We are WLR.